Are you ready?
I was born ready.
Systems check. Protein deatomizer on. Minimizer to maximize.
Yeehaw!
Setting coordinates. Lionhead Studios and Insane Peter on here.
This is gonna be so cool!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
blast off!
Yeah!
The Down to 4X Podcast! Brought to you this week by Mank Bars, because the only curiosity is morbid curiosity. Starring Prime as plucky explorer Prime Primerson. And Rage as chief science officer Rage Raymondson.
You have to reverse the polarity of the string beam, otherwise the relativity engine will backfire.
The Danta Vortex-tastic adventures of Prime and Rage inside Peter Molyneux.
Down to 4X is Insane Peter Molyneux, conducting an interview just for me and you.
Oh, and welcome to the second episode of Down to 4X, the podcast.
The bite-sized edition.
Yes, because currently we're actually smaller than a full stop, flying through the air at 30 knots a second.
What's a knots a second?
I don't know, but that's how fast we're going according to these instruments. Okay. And... hopefully we'll be entering Peter Molyneux any time soon now.
So,
you got got everything there, you got a spice?
Yeah, I brought food. I forgot something to drink though. I forgot everything. I got the PSP and I got the DS, so I've got your DS for you and I've got my PSP. So, but I forgot drinks.
Alright, well, luckily I always come prepared. We've got you want some tea?
Yeah, okay. What can you got?
We've got some Assam.
No.
You got some Darjeeling.
No.
You got some Ceylon.
You got like normal tea.
We've got some English breakfast tea or some Earl Grey tea. We've got some afternoon tea.
You've
got
what's some afternoon tea? What the hell's afternoon tea?
Tea for the afternoon.
But how's that different from breakfast or like dinner? Like,
because you can only have breakfast tea for breakfast.
But what? Okay, none of that then. Okay.
Alright, how about some blue tea? Some oolong?
Blue tea?
Yeah, or yellow tea?
You get different colours of tea now!
Yeah, although blue tea isn't actually blue.
Alright, so why do they call it blue tea then?
Because it's halfway between green tea and black tea.
Alright.
Which is apparently blue.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, we got some rose black tea if you want that. It's actually got rose petals in it.
Nah, you're alright. No thanks.
We've got some chocolate tea.
Chocolate tea?
Oh. Yes.
I'll maybe try that later.
We've got some ginseng tea, some ginger tea.
Nothing Chinese, thanks.
Okay, how about some blackberry tea?
No.
Some orange tea.
Look, I just want a normal cup of tea. You got a normal cup of tea. Did you bring normal tea? Did you bring Scottish blend or Tetley or something?
No. But we do have some Thai food.
Thai food's alright, it's not bad.
Some Nambari.
Nambari, okay, that's fine.
Okay. Oh no, that's all.
Oh man. I just want something normal. You got normal.
No.
Right, okay, I'll not bother then. It's okay, it doesn't matter.
You got some coffee?
Okay.
Do you want some Parisian coffee? Do you want some Brazilian coffee?
No.
Okay.
I'll just wait, okay? I'll just wait.
Okay, anyway, back to the task at hand. Peter Molyneux. Yeah, so basically I just want to assure the listeners of the podcast that we do actually have permission to do this. I know it may sound immoral or unethical, but we really do have the permission. It's like, check this out.
So that's why every game with the word fable in it is a resounding success.
What about Dragon Fable?
Dragon Fable was a very good game, yes.
No, it wasn't. It was rubbish!
Was it? Okay. Next question from...
Over here! Look at me! Here! Here! Here!
You don't look like you have permission or access to be here, but okay. What's your question?
Yes, Prime, Down to 4X podcast. See if we were to shrink ourselves down to a subatomic level and disguise ourselves as, say, like a sandwich and you ate us and we were inside your body, could we conduct an interview in there?
That's preposterous, but yes, of course.
So there you go. Absolute proof that we really do have permission from Peter Molyneux. We didn't fake that at all in any way. It's totally real.
Great! Well, I won't contradict that at all then.
Good. You do that.
So how are we actually going to get him to eat us?
Well, I've basically designed a ship as the one thing that Peter Molyneux cannot resist. And it's a well-known fact that Peter Molyneux's favourite sandwich is the salt bite.
That's horrible!
Warning! Peter Molyneux approaches with his big ugly mouth.
This is a prime. Strap yourself in and don't crap yourself.
What's going on there? What's happening? I don't understand.
Wow. They have one salt butty left.
It's his hand he's grabbing on. It's so beautiful! Spit for yourself! This is disgusting!
Watch out for the tea!
I can't help it!
Don't worry! I'll face worse consequences than this!
Next run! We finally made it!
I'm taking her down.
To Delta 4.
Oh, it's so hot.
Peter Molyneux was host to 1,000 different species?
Well, Prime, in answer to that question, Peter Molyneux is actually host to 7 unique ecospheres, each one representing a different part of his psyche. In fact, several of these ecosystems may represent the primordial soup that is best suited to games design and possibly kick-starting life on Earth.
Huh. Oh well. Well, hope there's scientific backing for that. The more you know, eh?
Well, enough of this chitter-chatter. It's time to get the world's first internal interview with Peter Molyneux. We've only got 14 and a half minutes before we resize, which could be disastrous for Peter Molyneux, as he'll burst into lots of horrible, icky pieces. You know, like Shang Tsung's fatality from Mortal Kombat 2. Or that scene from Scanners. Well, no time to lose. Prime, you go up to the brain and set up the recording equipment, get the interview, and I'll just wait here.
Okie dokie. Here's one for you. How many X's does it take to screw in a light bulb? Just one.
We're now going to go to Prime live inside Peter Molyneux. I'll be communicating via radio.
Prime, where are you? What do you see?
Yes, Raymond, well, I am here in the veins of Peter Molyneux. Yes, it's absolutely amazing. There's red and white blood cells swirling about everywhere, and he's got far more white blood cells than red. This man truly is astonishing. Peter Molyneux is probably the second most interesting man that I have been inside, and I've been inside 3 men so far, the first being Sean Connery and the previous one being Donny Osmond. But by far, this is the second most interesting man that I've been inside. I can't wait to report on what's happening next.
So are you going to say it?
I thought you were going to say it.
I think both of us have to do it.
Oh, okay.
Rage, I seem to be feeling the pangs of hunger. Whatever should I do?
Have you tried the new Manc bar?
Oh yes. Thank goodness the Manc Corporation sent us a package of them for our journey inside Peter Molyneux.
Manc bars? They sound great. What do they contain?
Each Manc bar contains a whopping 29% peanut butter.
with an astonishing 70% tar, with an oh-so-yummy 1% emulsifiers.
That does sound oh-so-tasty, Prime.
I love the deliciousness, tasty treat of Manc Bar. Prime eats and says, What?
I think you have to eat it.
This will be the greatest Manc Bar of all time. This is so good. That I love the Manc Bar. Manc Bar has made me a better person. It's tar magnifique.
Tired of your ordinary chocolate bars?
Wow, a new kind of chocolate bar?
It's not chocolate, stupid kid. It's tar.
Wow, I really am stupid. How could I mistake tar for chocolate?
Ever wanted to eat tar instead of inhaling it?
Wow, a new way to consume tar? Count me in, man.
7 out of 10 people live.
7 out of 10 people live? Wow, my odds are great, dude.
5 out of 10 people prefer the chocolate and Manc bars, but there's no chocolate in it.
I won't fall for that again, dude.
A whole 70% pure tar.
I want them in my stocking this Christmas.
A generous helping of peanut butter and 1% magic.
Magic, man! I want magic!
The new Manc Bar. It's tar magnifique!
A product of Manc Industry Suite. The Manc Corporation doesn't take any responsibility for any deaths, mutations, or general feelings of malaise, malady, or copyright infringement. Doesn't contain nuts. Rated UC.
Right, follow these directions. Just go up the common carteroid, then into the internal carteroid, and you should go straight into the brain chamber.
Yeah, I see a door. I think I'm here. Right, okay.
This is amazing!
What do you see? What do you see, Prime?
There's like switches and computer panels everywhere. This is like the future! Huh, what's this?
It's got some totally new inventions in it. It's got this thing called dog you can hear in the background there.
I don't think I should have done that, Raymond. Oh no, this is really, really bad.
Why? What's wrong?
He claimed to invent the dog again.
He did what? Run, Prime! Run!
No!
Rage. Rage, can you hear me?
Yes, a Ridger Prime. What was that thing?
Oh, I think it might have been the dog that Peter Molyneux created. Oh, but I might as well have been Cerberus, the dog that guards the gates to hell. Oh, it was brutal.
Well, you better head back now. Time's running out.
I don't know where I am. I don't know how to get back. Where? Well, where did I go?
Don't worry, I've got you on my scanner. I'll just guide you back. Okay, it seems you've ran right down from the brain to the liver. I reckon if you head your way up to the kidneys and then past the spleen, avoid the weeping man at all costs, and hopefully you should get back to the stomach where I am.
So what direction do I face?
Right, look around.
I see a red pulsating gland, a place in which I could crawl, like a small gap that I can crawl in, and a terrible weeping man. Exits are to the north and the south.
Stay away from the weeping man! Go north!
The weeping man is to the north. I die from the weeping man. Do you want to continue?
Okay, go south. What do you see?
I see a closed door. Exits are to the north.
Unlock door.
I don't understand.
Force door.
I don't understand.
Jimmy door.
I don't understand.
Break door.
I don't understand.
Smash door.
I don't understand.
Kick door.
I don't understand.
Charge door.
I don't understand.
Will door to open.
I don't understand.
Open door.
The door opened.
Look around.
I see yet another weeping man. Exits are to the north and south.
There shouldn't be another weeping man! Yeah, screw this. I'm gonna just use the sonar. Okay, just head up the way, and you should be fine. Oh, that's odd. What was... Yeah.
What is it? What is it? There's something wrong here. Oh, man.
No, it's fine. Just keep going. It's probably just like a glitch in the system or something. And definitely not something following you. Although it does appear to be getting faster.
What was that? What was that? What was that?
It was nothing. Like, just don't worry about it at all. In fact, I'll take your mind off it completely. I'll tell you a story. Yeah, you like stories, okay. So it was in space. And we're in a spaceship and they found this alien planet. And they thought nothing about it until, like, an alien creature found its way onto their ship and it slowly hunted them down in the corridors. And there was this, like, everyone got killed one by one. Nothing they could do to stop them and they were all brutally murdered. And is this making you feel better?
No, it's not!
Ah, well. Nice knowing you.
Okay, let's see. How many X's does it take to change a light bulb? Of course, it's just one, down to 4X.
There we go.
Ah, no way.
I suppose I thought wrong.
Raymond, help! Open the airlock!
Hold on, I'll get the door.
Come on! Why is that door so slow?
It's purely an aesthetic choice.
I nearly died though. What's the point?
It looked nice though.
Yeah, I suppose.
Right, Prime, set the protein streams to reverse suction and make sure the deionizer field is positive for solar charge and ready for the injection of polarity pulse waves from the vector cannon. Decrease the chronosphere diameter 3 times its own body weight and set sail for 60 knots a second.
What?
Push the big red button!
Yeah!
Computer, set course to the ear canal. Via the digestive tract.
Yes, Rage, that makes perfect sense.
Oh, finally. Oh, we're getting out of here. We got the interview, we got the gold, that was the main thing. So, plain sailing?
Warning! Big ugly space shark approaches.
What the hell is that?
Oh no, it's Benkei!
Who's Benkei?
He's a giant space shark!
What's a giant space shark doing in St. Peter Molyneux?
I owe him money!
Oh, but we don't have any money! Why is it always money?
He must have heard about the gold!
How could you have heard about the gold? I just mentioned it!
He's a space shark!
Huh. No!
We need something to defend ourselves.
Well, I brought a PSP.
That may just work. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, if we plug in the PSP to the defense system, we'll be able to use the control buttons to defeat Ben Kate's own game.
No, I was thinking maybe we could give Ben K the PSP and he might leave us alone.
No, it's still not pretty. Can I really be the hero in it? Give him your DS!
Fine, we'll go with your idea then.
Clunk, click, take a trip.
First attack wave coming in. Defend.
Thank you so much.
Second attack wave coming in. Defend again.
Thank you.
Nice defense! Third attack wave coming in! I'm pretty sure you still want to defend! Well done, you freaking noob! Very heroic of you! Technically, you didn't do that well. You should have got a D, but you didn't die! So, C+?
C+? Get lost!
Approaching Peter Molyneux's big ugly ear canal.
Oh, we
finally made it. Oh, so close.
No! Why are you still here? Go away! Shoo!
Wait, is that it? Oh, come here! He's a good boy! Oh, yeah! Oh, look at you! Look at you! Look at you. Oh, how can Prime not like you? Oh, you're so cute! What's wrong with you, Prime? This is the nicest dog ever! Aww,
I was wrong about you. Come on, come here. Aww, look at you. Aww. No, Rage, get rid of it now. See, I told you.
Ah, you're right. The mad dog is ready to explode.
That is just fantastic, Rage. Just brilliant. Yeah, wait, look where we are. Look where we are. We're in his ear canal. It's all sticky. Where's my PSP? You've not even got your tea. Where's my PSP? It's all sticky in here. What are we going to do? We're screwed. That's it. We're finished.
Well, it's not all bad.
We need to get out of here. Now. Pronto. No time to dilly-dally. We need to get out of here now. As in, like, this second. No talking about it right now.
Hang on. Just hold on. Just, like, 2 seconds. Ah, John Crisfalusi.
I suppose I thought wrong.
Come on, Raymond, let's go. We've got to go now. We're going to expand inside this guy's skull. So, what ear are we going to go out? Are we going to go at the left ear, the right ear, or the final front ear? Ah!
Don't ever do that again. Now let's jump out of here.
Ear today, gone tomorrow. Ah! Okay, here we go! Ah!
We've got to time this perfectly.
5, 4, 3, 2, here! Ah! 1! Woo! Yay, we're back again!
Excuse me, what are you doing in my presence?
We just had an interview with you, don't you remember, Prime, down to 4X?
Oh, yes, of course. Now get out of my sight before I set the dogs on you.
I'm Tim Byrne, and I performed the perfect crime. You're listening to the Down to 4X podcast. Thanks.
Hello, and welcome back to Down to 4X Industries, where we've successfully returned from our amazing adventure inside Peter Molyneux.
I thought that dog was going to kill me.
Yes, well, I didn't expect a dog to actually explode, but there you go.
I didn't expect a dog to be inside Peter Molyneux.
Or gold, for that matter.
Gold.
But there you go. Peter Molyneux is obviously the second most interesting person we've ever interviewed.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And on that, the thing that you've all been waiting for, the whole point of us going in this entire adventure, building technology to shrink ourselves past the subatomic barrier, the interview with Peter Molyneux, inside Peter Molyneux. So, without further ado, go!
D2FX interviews! They're real, we haven't faked them. First things first, thanks for having this interview with us, Peter. Yeah, so you just come out of Gamescom 2009, and you dropped the bombshell of Fable 3. So how do you think that went? How do you think people reacted to it?
I'm a little disappointed that Microsoft didn't have anything else except Fable 3 at the show, but I think they were expecting the announcement for it a bit later. The Tokyo Game Show would have probably been a better venue for the announcement. But other than that, I think it went really well. People like Fable, and people were expecting something big, and we delivered.
I was quite surprised by the announcement as well. People are excited for it. I'm quite a big Fable fan. I've never played it. I've not got an Xbox, but I've heard good things.
Oh, thank you. Your generous comments have been duly noted.
So you're a big enthusiast for motion controls and, you know, bucking up the trend in Project Natal. What's it like working with that?
For Project Natal, we were experimenting with time manipulation and fusing time pulsar waves with themselves and creating paradoxical waves of... we were transcribing the texts from ancient doctrines into black market research. And afterwards we came up with what you now see as Milo.
How does development on the Xbox 360 differ from things like, you know, the Wii and the PlayStation 3?
It doesn't. We are paid a ridiculous amount of money to say that working on one console in particular is better than working on the competitors' consoles. All the consoles on this standpoint are exactly the same. Even the Wii has the ability to do high-definition TV output, but they're just not using it.
So what is the best console then?
In my personal experience, the greatest console that I have ever had the privilege to be working with is the Atari Jaguar.
What's the single biggest thing that's ever happened to you?
The greatest moment in my life was being offered a cup of tea by Tim Schafer. However, regrettably, I turned it down. That was the single greatest moment in my life.
As an ongoing tradition for the Down to 4X podcast, our listeners would probably like to hear one thing that you've never told anyone before.
One thing that I have never told anyone. I have an IQ of 48. I am severely below the threshold of mental retardation, but don't worry. The IQ, the intelligence quotient, is being phased out very rapidly. That's all down to me as well. I've told them to stop using IQ. If I could say one thing in my defense, though, is that my intelligence is not measured by my IQ.
Really? So what do you measure your IQ by then?
Milo.
What?
I think I've said too much. Get out of my body right now. I mean it.
Okay, right, thanks for the interview. Do you mind first, though, if me and Rage could, you know, have a bit of an exploration about?
I think that would be a terrible thing for you to do, but not at all, feel free.
Right, thank you, Peter Molyneux, everybody!
Based on the lives of King Harold. King Harold? I am the new king! Genghis Khan! Genghis Khan! I am the new king! And Queen Victoria! Queen Victoria!
Yes?
I am the new queen! Fable 3. Don't forget the dog! Coming soon!
Did you see?